44. The Power of Prayer. There is no man so advanced that he can afford to dispense with prayer. It occupies a most important place in the philosophic aspirant's life. There is no one so sinful or so degraded in character that he is denied this blessed privilege of a contrite yearning for communion with his own divine source. Even the failure to have ever prayed before, even a past life of shame and error, does not cancel, but, on the contrary, merely enhances this right. Humility, sensitivity, and emotional refinement are essential qualities which must be developed. Even more necessary is the daily practice of humble worship, devotion, and prayer. What shall he pray for? Let him aspire more intensely than ever to the Overself, and ask to become united in consciousness with it, surrendered in will to it, and purified in ego. He must pray first to be liberated from the heavy thraldom of the senses, the desires, and the thoughts. He must pray next for the conscious presence of the Oversoul. His yearning for such liberation and such presence must be unquestionably sincere and unquestionably strong. The Overself is not merely a concept, but a living reality. If you want a workable and faultless prayer, what is better than the one which Socrates habitually used? Give me that which is best for me, or the one which some older pagan used, may I love, seek, and attain only that which is good. Prayer is not only asking. It is first and foremost an act of worship and love of God. Only after that is done, you may ask for something for yourself, mainly, of course, for spiritual things and not material. By constant prayer and aspiration to his higher self, the student will get intuitive promptings from time to time. He should catch them when they appear and yield himself to them. In this way, he will get the necessary guidance from within.